You are listening to the audio production of All True Grace by Jonathan Edwards, published by One Audio Books and read by Arthur Morey. All true grace in the heart tends to holy practice in the life. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6. Having mentioned in the two preceding verses many of the good fruits of charity, and shown how it tends to an excellent behavior in many particulars, the Apostle now sums up these, and all other good tendencies of charity, in respect to active conduct, by saying, "It rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth." As if he had said, "I have mentioned many excellent things that charity has a tendency to, and shown how it is contrary to many evil things. But I need not go on to multiply particulars, for, in a word, charity is contrary to everything in the life and practice that is evil, and tends to everything that is good. It rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth." By iniquity seems to be intended here everything that is sinful in the life and practice, and by the truth, everything that is good in the life, or all that is included in Christian and holy practice. The word truth is indeed variously used in the Bible. Sometimes it means the true doctrines of religion, sometimes the knowledge of these doctrines, sometimes veracity or faithfulness, and sometimes it signifies all virtue and holiness, including both the knowledge and reception of all the great truths of the Scriptures, and conformity to these in the life and conduct. In this last sense, the word is used by the Apostle John when he says, "I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth." 3 John verse 3. Taking the word in this sense and generalizing the proposition we have, as suggested by the text, the doctrine that all true Christian grace in the heart tends to holy practice in the life. Negatively, the Apostle declares that charity is opposed to all wickedness or evil practice, and positively, that it tends to all righteousness or holy practice. And as the principle may be generalized, and also as charity has been shown to be the sum of all true and saving grace, the doctrine that has been stated seems clearly contained in the words of the text, namely, the doctrine that all true Christian grace tends to holy practice. If any have the notion of grace...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?